Brian Helsworth here at Missouri Net, joined by the mayor of Kansas City, Sly James, here at the Municipal League and here at the MoDOT press conference. A couple things, and I know you're very busy. The first thing that grabbed my attention is when they started this press conference, you told the folks from MoDOT you wanted the podium moved because you wanted every mayor to be in the shot, Democrats and Republicans. In other words, you wanted them all here, not just you.
Absolutely. Mayors get it. Mayors collaborate because we have to. We share information, we share ideas, we share programs and policies because we know that with shrinking resources, we have to be efficient. And one way of being efficient is to not reinvent every wheel. If we know where there's a speed bump, why not warn somebody? If we know where there's an opportunity, why not tell somebody? We share information, we work well together because that's the only way that we can make sure that we're doing the best job possible for our constituents in our cities.
A couple quick questions. The main focus of the press conference, and I'll use a lot of your podium sound, texting while driving and a primary seatbelt law. Both of those are just stuck right now across the street.
They need to get unstuck. There's no reason for them to be stuck. This isn't a great philosophical debate. It's simply about saving lives, and we all know it needs to be done. There's 47 other states that already done this. Why are we last in the last group of three? There is no rational basis for not doing this. And regardless of whether or not somebody feels like it's an interference with their freedom, they won't feel that way if it saves them from dying.
Sure.
And that should be our focus. The issue of preserving life is higher on the hierarchy of needs than being able to send a text saying, what do you want at the store, or I'm going to be late, or hey, can you meet me for a drink? Those things can wait. Life can't.
And there was a gentleman that spoke, the young man from Boonville, that said had he not been wearing a seatbelt, he would have been stuck under a pickup truck.
And you know what? There's a lot of times where you don't know that until you actually come face-to-face with it. We take too many things for granted, life being one.
Sure.
Nothing is promised to us. Why would we not want to minimize things over which we have control to make sure that we're giving ourselves the best chance to survive? Putting on a seatbelt doesn't hurt. Putting down the phone doesn't cost anything. There is no reason for us to not pass this bill and to adopt this as policy across the state and to enforce it.
Two quick follow-ups, and then I'll let you go. Buck O'Neill Bridge, I appreciate the retweet today. That got a lot of attention yesterday by Kevin Corlew's discussion. Your position is it needs to be replaced.
Well, there's no sense in spending $50 million to patch a bridge that everybody knows needs to be replaced and closing it down for 2 years to 44,000 cars a day, which would have a huge impact on our downtown business activity, and also to do that and have it not improve the functionality of that bridge one bit. We all know that we need a new bridge. Now, fortunately, MoDOT is stepping up, and they're going to add more money to the pot, $100 million. And the city, along with our constituent cities around the metro, are going to contribute as well. And we're going to come up with the extra $100 million, 40% from our MARC STP funds, and $60 million from our PIAC vote that we're going to have in April to renew that tax. And we're going to get a new bridge built because that's the only thing that makes sense. At some point, you have to stop throwing good money after bad. Putting $50 million into that bridge is a bad investment at best.
No, you got to run Harley Davidson. That's bad news for Kansas City. What's happening there? What have you heard?
Well, that we weren't approached about anything that could save the process, and they told us after the fact there was nothing we could have done to save the process. It's a corporate decision. I'm pretty sure it has something to do with their sales and the need to consolidate in order for them to remain viable. It's a readjustment in their business market and with their business plan, and I get it. It's unfortunate, but the good news is Kansas City is moving forward. We're creating jobs, and we'll work hard to make sure that the people who are no longer going to be employed there have other options. That's what we're going to do, and we're going to make sure that it's as seamless as possible.
Do you know how many employees they have and how long the plant will stay open?
I think that the plant will stay open for maybe another year or so, and there's about 400 employees that will be affected.
Gotcha. Final question, the airport. We talked to you. I talked to you before the campaign. Basically, the new terminal was approved. Huge issue. You know, the polling on that looked bad a year ago, and you worked that very hard. What's the status on that?
Well, the MOU was passed, thankfully, last Thursday by a vote of 9 of our council, 4 against, and we got that done. And so with the MOU being passed, now Edgemoor can move forward with completing the environmental work, the design work, the negotiations with the airlines and the airport department will continue on how they participate from a cost standpoint. Once all that's done, then the financing can be put in place, hopefully have a financial close in September, have a final development agreement done June or July, and then break ground this fall. And now that we've got the MOU done, I think that we're headed towards trying to make our date of November 2021 to open up a brand new single terminal in Kansas City and invite the entire world into Kansas City.
Sounds good. Anything you'd like to add?
I just want to say thank you for being here. And once again, we got to be proud of mayors. It's mayors that keep things rolling, and they do it without a whole lot of political bickering. And that's why mayors are the best politicians in this country.
That's good. Good to see you.